Sai FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 11 minutes past 9. I'm Kathy Kayla, and this is the Dis-Chem Foundation Show because they do so much good in the world. And you know what? I just think that it's wonderful. They don't crow about it. It's one of the Dis-Chem is one of the companies that they do good for the sake of doing good, right? Because they are pharmacists that care. And joining me this morning is Jacqueline Carlberg. I'll tell you what we're talking about in a minute, but firstly, let me just wish you all the best for 2026. I haven't had the opportunity yet to wish you all the best. May it be a year of blessing and good energies and, you know, all the things that served one last year that we kind of sloughed off. It's like a clean slate. That's how it feels. New energy, progress, and it's what a wonderful time to be alive. And all the hostages are home.
That is indeed the best news.
It's incredible,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited for this year. Foundation's got a lot on the go as usual. And it's still January, so Happy New Year to everybody. May 2026
How long can we
be
say
blessed.
That for?
And I reckon end of January we call it.
Okay, tomorrow.
Then we're milking
done.
It. Yeah, it's done.
All right, very good. Tomorrow done. If you would like to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. You can do that on WhatsApp. And the studio number for WhatsApp is 061-895-1019. Our controller this morning, our engineer is Craig Guthrie. Morning, Craig. And, of course, you are on 101.9 High FM. So talking about the Dis-Chem Million Comforts campaign. So what is it? So it's a Dis-Chem Foundation campaign that partners with different companies, but most importantly, they partner with their customers, right? If you're a Dis-Chem shopper, you get to the till. And there's little pads, there's little packets of pads there. And the whole idea is to collect and donate sanitary pads to keep adolescent girls in school by addressing period poverty. We're going to talk about period poverty. But that's what we're going to be talking about because this is very, very important. We're going 11 years or 15 years.
No, we're going into our 11th year on the Million Comforts campaign.
Incredible, Jacqueline.
It is.
Why did this campaign even start? I know it predates you.
It predates me. It's because it's important. And, you know, while everyone always talks about things, it's not always easy for people to action them or how do we get involved, you know, the layman on the street and just, I wish I could make a difference, but how do I do it? And so this was born.
Very tangible. Very tangible impact.
Hugely. So this was wonderful. It was started, as I say, just going into its 11th year. And it was about getting people involved with knowing that they're making a difference. So you can still go into a Dis-Chem store during our campaign dates, which I'll get to in a little while, and purchase sanitary pads. We've been blessed over the years to have phenomenal partners that have brand matched and partnered with us. And you purchase your pack of sanitary pads, or two or three, or however many people choose, and then they put it into the bin.
It costs so little, to be honest, that it's, you know, to purchase more than one. But
yes,
do what you can.
Correct.
Right.
What one packet, and we are so grateful because it makes such a huge difference in one month, in one girl's life, but it's keeping them in school. You know, and that's the difference, and it's giving them dignity. So you have the ability to go into store, purchase a pack or multiple packs of sanitary pads and put it into the Million Comforts bin, and that is then, which will get through the logistics, the implementation partners and all the other stuff that makes it come true and happen, it's then distributed to the girls.
I mean, I know that this is a very basic question, but when you say that this campaign keeps girls in school, is the implication or the implication is that when girls are having periods before this, they weren't going to school?
These girls don't have access to sanitary pads. So
Well, they do the, through the campaign, right?
I'm going to say this as well, is that Dis-Chem and the Dis-Chem Foundation have been in a wonderful position because others have led, have followed where we have led.
Yes.
And so many organizations and businesses are now collecting sanitary pads through retail stores. So there's more distribution and there is more access. So the girls... The stories are horror stories. I mean, when I tell you rolled up old newspaper going into panties and the likes thereof, these girls just didn't have access to anything and they don't want to go to school. Their friends are there, their peers are there, the boys are there, and there's the chances of, you know, discoloration due to period on their uniforms. So there's a whole lot of emotional, physical, psychological
things at play. And adolescence, it's a play. Time of such change. And
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they're hormonal at best, you know, and then they have to deal with all the rest of it. It's not a pleasant experience. So... giving them access to sanitary pads makes a huge, huge difference in their lives. Absolutely. And it does encourage them to go. Listen, certain children are just not going to go to school or they're just not interested. But on a whole, the impact of this campaign is astounding. We've had such beautiful success stories on young girls that have started on their periods on the Million Comforts campaign. As their periods have started, they've received sanitary pads. They haven't had to think where, how, what. And
it's just something actually special.
It is something
special for a time.
We've got a lovely girl, Mendy, who's now a pharmacist, and she did her postgrad in Dis-Chem stores. She's from Natal. We have the very first recipient of a pack of pads on the Million Comforts campaign is a school teacher, and her dream was to have a car, but it was just beyond her imagination. And we met recently a couple of years ago, and she's a school teacher. She loves her job. She bought herself this really cool VW Golf. It's like an orange, bright orange, and she's just the happiest person. We had another young girl who stayed in school.
Driving an orange car, you're saying, you know, she's happy.
Each to their own. So, and then another beautiful story and very, very sad is a young girl. She's in her third year of actuarial science, comes from Shashangivwe, lived literally in a shack. Her mother was dying of cancer and passed during her matric year. And this young girl managed to stay in school. They had access to zero, no money, nothing. It was literally go to school, study, come home. Mm. And the school's doing actuarial science. So we've got the stories. We've got the beautiful stories.
How do you choose the schools?
So due diligence.
Well, is it through schools that it's distributed?
It has to be through schools. Okay. They have to be non-fee paying schools. Okay. Unfortunately, what has happened is schools that were fee paying schools over the years are no longer receiving fees. Parents are no longer able to afford. So it's normally a quintile 1, 2, or 3 school, but now you'll find a quintile 4 or 5 school, which is supposed to be a fee paying school of some sort, is no longer. And so there's due diligence. We go out to the schools, we have a look. And I tell you what's an immensely important criteria for me is the principals and the teachers, because they make all the difference to the students. They really, really do. And it shows in the care of this, irrespective of where they come from, how awful the school buildings are. You can tell the principals that are 100% invested in their children. Now, the important thing about...
That's quite inspiring to hear.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We had a beautiful experience again on Tuesday this week. But the thing with the Million Comforts campaign now is we need to go into a new chapter.
Yes.
In care and confidence. And this is something I've been working on with the Dis-Chem Foundation and with Lynette for the past couple of
years.
Lynette
Saltzman. Yes.
We need to include the boys. So while the girls are the ones that need the sanitary pads.
No,
I'm going there. They are the ones that need the sanitary pads. There's no confusion. The boys are left out. And while many of these boys are wonderful, wonderful children, most of them are wonderful children, you got to figure, they understand that the girls are having a period and they need the sanitary pads and they don't. But they're still left out because everything is focal on the girls. So
I think the world's the climate for men and for boys growing up.
It's also
very,
their time.
Very difficult.
It's also their time now to be recognized and acknowledged. And the boys also need sanitary products. you know, they do. They don't have access. There are STDs in the schools. There's all kinds of things that are going on. They don't have access to anything to assist them. You know, the body odor of a teenage boy.
Yeah.
They don't have access to necessarily go and buy a deodorant or, you know, a roll-on or something. And it does. It affects their confidence. So
behavior
problems.
We'll
get to the whole program of how we're becoming inclusive in our Million Comforts campaign, the core of it remaining on keeping girls in school and ensuring they're having access to sanitary pads.
Are you surprised at the success of it?
No. I think when people are invested enough, and Lynette, preceding obviously my time, encouraging communities to get involved and understand the need. People want to get involved. And the success was, it was a given. People talk about it every day. It's like, how do these girls, what do they do? You know, and it's difficult. You know, we get a lot of very interested people who, why don't we do reusable sanitary pads, which is a great idea, and they're phenomenal products
right,
out
all
there.
All those cup things, whatever they're called.
The girls are adverse to the cups, completely. We've had a discussion in some schools, they're completely adverse to the cups. Of course, you know, when I speak of the majority, and there are girls, and the cups are beneficial.
Yeah.
And but the problem is mostly in the rural areas and in certain, they don't have access to water. So to wash them hygienically is challenging. You know, where do they wash them? There's a tap, you go, you collect your water,
right,
you've got to schlep it all the way back. And it is challenging. It is a wonderful thing. And if there's a way we could incorporate those into the campaign, it's a discussion that is ongoing. Maybe we'll get there. But this is about now. This new chapter is about inclusion.
I just want to talk about to give a bird's eye view, okay? How many schools are involved? Do we know?
I know that I'm asking you this offhand. Yeah, so it's simple. We will reach all the provinces, all the children, all the schools. And the point is, you can't go out to every single school because, A, it's a lot of pads, and B, there has to be due diligence. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And
I mean,
we
the rollout must
ensure
be massive.
It's a lot of work. And you can't go and give a girl sanitary pads for 3 months because you want to get all the schools in, and then they don't have sanitary pads for the other months of the year. It's not feasible. So it's about keeping girls in school
yes.
for the year. For the next
Amazing.
Year. And so the schools are chosen and we do it like that. And, you know, so it's
so how long does the campaign run in Dis-Chem?
So
how come we aren't running it for 12 months of the year, that it's a permanent campaign?
It's a permanent, ongoing campaign. The distribution is permanent throughout the year.
Yes.
The campaigns.
Okay, the collection isn't.
You know what? There's also donor fatigue, and there's always a lot going on. And we're doing the Million Comforts campaign for 6 to 8 weeks between June and August, historically. And this year we've changed it up. I don't have the exact dates, but we'll let you know closer to the time. I do have the exact dates. I'm just
You know when the best time is? When you go to Dis-Chem and you see those big baskets.
Correct.
And there's 2 packets or 3 packets of pads at the till, and when you're paying, you just think, you know, I'm so grateful for my children. Thank you.
Amazing.
And you buy.
And I'm making a difference.
Whatever.
And I'm keeping somebody else in school. So our first campaign this year will run mid-March to early April, and our second campaign will run mid-July into early August. So they're 2 slightly shorter campaigns, which I think is also nice, and it'll be more impactful.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. How many girls have been impacted by the Million Comforts?
Hundreds of thousands of girls. From inception?
Jacqueline, I put it into ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Do you know what ChatGPT said?
What did they say?
1.5 million.
Correct.
Girls.
It's around that. It is around that.
1.5 million girls have been kept in school because of the Million Comforts.
It's impactful. It's important. Now we want to keep
incredible.
The boys in school.
Absolutely incredible.
because the boys are also not going.
Okay, we're going to talk about the boys. We're going to talk about new sponsors. I'll try to get my head around what, because according to ChatGPT as well, thanks ChatGPT, the total number of pads that have been collected is 10 million plus. Hold on. How do you picture 10 million pads? So, hold on. Before you start, she's rolling her eyes. She's actually rolling her eyes at me. Okay, so I did this. If you stacked 10 million pads, okay, so one pad is 1 centimeter thick. All right, let's go with the, okay, what does one sanitary pad look like? So a single wrap pad is roughly 20 centimeters long, 7 centimeters wide, and 1 centimeter thick. Would you agree with that?
It's some of them about may the be size. Thicker. Okay. That depends on the brand.
It's about the size of a small TV remote or a thick smartphone. Okay.
Okay.
If you stacked 10 million pads, which according to ChatGPT is what this campaign has raised.
It's incorrect.
Over 11 years.
It's incorrect.
Is it?
It's completely incorrect. So, you know, it got started pre-COVID and it was building very, very well. And we've achieved over certain years over 10 million pads just per campaign. So
that's much, much more than
a lot more than just that. It's a lot more than just that.
Okay, because you know that...
Because it's like in a year we've collected 10 million pads. So times that by a couple.
Do you know the 10 million pads, if you had to stack them on top of each other, it would be 100 kilometers high. That is so wild. And Discam customers help you do that every
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely. It is so humbling.
It's isn't special. It's
don't
special.
You feel humbled by it?
It gives you goosebumps. It really does. When you go out to the schools and you hand out these sanitary pads, and the girls are so grateful because, you know, we do 2 distributions per year with our implementation partner, who I'm going to get to now. It's such a wonderful thing because they get these sanitary pads. Like, imagine
but
you were gifted
special.
Sanitary pads as a gift. Like, yeah. What would go through your mind? And it's like, yay. I'm good. I don't have to worry about this for X amounts of months, or I know that I'm good for the year. This is not an issue.
If you've just joined us, my name is Kathy Kayla. This is the Discam Foundation Show, and I'm speaking to Jacqueline Kohlberg from the Discam Foundation. If you'd like to engage us, if you'd like to join the conversation, I would love you to. And what you do is you open up the WhatsApp, and you can send us a text on WhatsApp, and that number is 061-895-1019. This is 101.9 High FM, and we'll be right back.
High FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And good morning, my name is Kathy Kayla. This is the Discam Foundation Show, and joining me is Jacqueline Kohlberg, and we're talking about Discam. We're talking specifically about the Million Comforts campaign, which is a campaign where Discam partners with shoppers to buy sanitary pads to keep vulnerable girls in underprivileged communities in school. How about that? That's when you want to count your blessings. All right, so Discam Foundation partners, obviously, Discam customers, but you mentioned earlier about other partners, Jack.
So it's a massive undertaking, as you can imagine.
The logistics must be
logistics are enormous, and it's nationwide. So we're not just concentrating on a few kilometers in Gauteng around the corner from RDCs. It's nationwide, and it's sometimes going quite far out. And so we're very blessed. We've got the most wonderful new implementation partner, which is Community to Career, which you remember Cleet Stevens from the Humanitarian Empowerment
Fund.
Yes, we
did a whole show.
Correct.
Yes.
So Cleet has been doing these kinds of things where he's taken people, and we have some of them working for us, as it so happens, in our hydroponic gardens, where he's taken people from communities that have had nothing, upskilled them and given them careers, put them into job situations. So he's been doing this sort of thing for very many years. It now just has a name, and that's called Community to Career. Mm-hmm. So Community to Career are our implementation partner. Let me start at the beginning. Our first mile is CJ Distribution, who are also new partners to the Million Comforts campaign. And it is the most wonderful, wonderful.
What do they do? Pick.
Distribution. So while they are affiliated to Dis-Chem and fall under Dis-Chem, CJ is led by the wonderful Christopher Williams and his phenomenal team. And they handle all the logistics to and from the Dis-Chem stores. And they have a wholesale distribution as well.
Yeah.
And they will, so once our wonderful customers have purchased sanitary pads and those are in the bins, they then get counted and checked. So we have very good security measures in place as well. And we're blessed to have Trackmatic that assist us with that as well.
Very important that things, you know, donations get to where they are destined.
Well, this is it. So
yeah.
So it's more of we're all more hands-on now. And they will then collect the pads that once counted and checked in a secure environment with different people on a daily basis. It will then be collected by CJ Distribution under lock and key and transported to Dis-Chem Foundation storage and warehousing nationwide. Okay. All the while being tracked. So we have absolute accountability, which is important for our customers, and transparency for our customers to also know. It is then collected by Community to Career, where youngsters are and have been upskilled into getting their driver's license, learning logistics. A wonderful, wonderful new partner. Shout out and a big thank you to Suzuki, who are new partners of the Dis-Chem Foundation and Community to Career, where they've given us vans that will collect, and when I say us, I mean Community to Career, vans that will pick up the sanitary pads. These young men have been, and women, being upskilled
from
into becoming drivers from communities.
Okay.
Getting their driver's license, getting whatever accreditation they need to be able to transport goods, and they will collect. It then goes to hubs at Community to Career hubs, and through Trackmatic we have absolute accountability of those
That's
pads
incredible.
At all given times. They are then distributed at the schools by Community to Career. Of course, the foundation is always involved, the Dis-Chem Foundation is always involved, and each girl has to sign for her sanitary pad so that we know. And it's not just a case of the sanitary pads are handed out. We know that each girl that was supposed to have received them have, because she signed for it, class teacher signed for it, and the principal knows that it's all been collected. So our key implementation and logistics partners are CJ Distribution, Suzuki, Community to Career. Unilever contribute beautifully to our logistics. So it's a beautiful partnership.
What about the companies that make the pads?
So
do they not partner with you?
Absolutely they do. We have wonderful partners. We're just waiting to see who exactly is partnering us.
Okay, but
historically we have just been so blessed, and hoping they're all on board again this year. We've just had just beautiful, beautiful partners that brand match or contribute to whatever we raise to ensure that girls are also kept in school.
Wonderful. Let's talk about boys.
Let's talk
about what you're doing for boys, because you are extending it beyond girls, because there is a need, you said, for the boys. So what sort of ages are you looking at, Jack?
So it's high school, okay. and what we're doing with all of this is we've turned it into a holistic approach to learner empowerment is the bottom line with it. So
you're looking at the individual students and what their needs are.
My big thing is that all the corporates, we're all guilty of, you know, the kids that achieve academically, we need to focus on them, let's give them a bursary, let's get them into schools. What about the children that don't achieve academically? Or they're not academically inclined, because sometimes they are super smart.
Well, they didn't
smart.
Thrive
they
in
just
that
don't.
Environment.
It's not for them. But they have brilliant minds. They are great entrepreneurs. They're good with their hands. There's so many other opportunities. But because at large, and again, I don't mean to generalize, they're overseen.
Yes.
And this is not just the boys. This is the girls as well. It's a new chapter in care and confidence for girls and boys. We're just bringing the boys into the fold now as well, more so. And so their development, their personal development is hugely important. So what we're bringing to the new campaign is access to health services, hygiene and health education, mentorship and life skills development, and career pathway guidance and exposure, which falls under community to career. So let's say a child didn't finish school, didn't achieve a diploma or a bachelor's, they can't really go into university. There's no real opportunity for tertiary for them. We have partners that we work with like Legends Barber, Cooktastic, to name just a few, and again, community to career, where these guys can go, guys and girls can go, they can do a full course, an accreditation course with, I'm going to just use Legends Barber as an example here because it's easiest.
By the way, barbering is not something that AI can do. AI is replacing people's jobs left, right, and center. When you teach somebody a craft, a skill,
correct,
you know, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, barbers, it's something that AI can't do, and those are going to be the secure jobs of the future.
Correct. I agree with that.
So that's an amazing foresight and investment.
It's fantastic. And I've watched it. I've watched it happen at Legends Barber. I've watched it happen at Cooktastic. Where you know, these guys go in, they get their accreditation, same with Cooktastic, they get skilled, they go straight into jobs with Legends Barber, where they can go straight into his barbershops and start earning a living immediately, which changes a whole family dynamic economically. Same with Cooktastic, they're upskilled into restaurants, into hotels, they do an internship there, and their rate of students being employed is, I stand corrected, I think it's 89%. And they're going into the likes of the Best Western, the Hyde, they're going into phenomenal organizations.
Amazing.
And that's what we're aiming to do, give them, you know, how to manage their finances, irrespective of how small it may be perceived to be. You still need to know how to manage your finances. So it'll be just inclusive and life skills that they're not taught. And we're going to give them confidence and hope.
I love that. I really love that, because I think that men get such a bad rap.
Yeah.
And we know that we have an absence of masculinity.
It is.
And what a pity.
Well, get our boys and girls on an even keel. It'll make a huge difference.
Incredible. So, Jacqueline, as we need to start wrapping up, but as a shopper, can we just talk about the Dis-Chem benefits card?
Yes, please. The better rewards.
Okay, better rewards. Firstly, you don't have to get your new card. You don't have to replace your card.
Correct.
You can use your existing card.
Correct.
Whether it's green or whatever color it is. That much I know. Tell me about my points. How do I accrue points?
You don't.
Oh.
So we're no longer allowing for the accrual of points. They will shortly use your points. If you have points, use them, because they will expire shortly. But the Better Rewards program is fantastic, because you are getting such fantastic discounts that it's a different ball. It's a game changer. You're saving so much more. And I know people like to accumulate their points, and it's just change. It's just learning to change with it.
Mm.
We've got over 140 of our vendors that are participating. And if you go into the Dis-Chem and you have a look and you see the value for money you're getting, the discounts you're getting, if you place your script with Dis-Chem, you get a 5% off on your basket, not on your medication, but 5% off your basket for the 30 days of your script. If you're a member of Kaelo, any of the programs, you get additional better rewards. You know, and if you go into any Dis-Chem store, you will have somebody there that can give you a good understanding of exactly how it works. And you can walk away with a zero balance that you'd have to pay in. And of course, your Capitec card, you get an additional 5% off. You may have to pay for your packet.
So therefore, if you shop enough, Diskem eventually pays you.
You use the program and you do it all, you know, and you're and also so important, you know, because it is about better health. That is what Diskem is.
Yes.
It's a pharmacy. It's all about better health. You go for your health checks and that also will improve your better reward system.
So it's so interesting. I just want to go through some of these messages, which I'm going to deal with, if that's okay with you, Jacqueline. By the way, if you've just joined me, my name is Kathy Kayla. This is the Diskem Foundation Show. And joining me from the Diskem Foundation is Jacqueline Karlberg. If you've got any comments, any questions, I'd like to know also if you've supported the Million Comforts campaign. Let me know on WhatsApp, 061-895-1019. So Adele Jossel, thank you so much. She says, Kathy, please, Kathy, give your guest a chance to talk without you interrupting her. Sorry about that. But thanks for letting me know, Adele. Thank you. From Bernice. Bernice Kurz. She says, regarding distributing free sanitary pads versus reusable washable pads, what happens to the used regular pads? So they would just get disposed of like it would normally happen in urban areas as well as in rural areas. That's what happens. Right. The reason that they can't use reusable, Bernice, I don't know if you missed that part of the conversation, is that often these are areas that don't have water. So that becomes a challenge. But thank you so much for letting us know. And then Bianca. Hello, Bianca. Nice to hear from Bianca. Bianca says, Diskem are... Okay. Yes, she talks about polluting the environment. So she says that she's seen pads wash up on beaches. You know what, Bianca? I'm assuming that you're a woman, that at some point in your life you also had or have periods. What do you use? And who's, you know, how are you not contributing? I'm just asking, what's the alternative? So you're welcome to get in touch and let's start the conversation there.
We do encourage that all sanitary pads are disposed of correctly so as not to destroy the environment. And this is part of the program when we go and talk to the girls at the schools.
Yeah, I mean, how is Diskem responsible for what millions of women across South Africa are doing and using? That's what I want to know. But Jacqueline,
yes,
look at the time. We've got a skedaddle.
So quickly.
So quickly, but such fun. All right, so when are we going to do this again?
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, okay, very good. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, and other campaigns that you've got that we can look out for?
So I am very excited about our Million Comforts campaign.
It's a fantastic
campaign.
We just
did our first distribution on Tuesday, so that is major, and I'd love everybody to participate if you are able, or just to watch out and see what we're doing. We're going to have quite a nice presence, so you can see what we're doing. We've got our Blanket Plus campaign coming up shortly, which is blankets, beanies, and gloves, which are distributed to those in need, and that is a very heartwarming campaign. And then all the other wonderful stuff we're able to do thanks to all our loyal customers that swipe their Better Rewards card.
So I want to just end off with this, and that is that you're keeping girls in school, and you said that the ChatGPT figures that I had of 10 million pads is what you do every year, more or less, over the 11 years.
We have achieved over 10 million pads in certain years. Post-COVID, okay. We've had dips and, you know, but we achieve millions of pads every year.
Okay, so it really is a million. It's millions
we've
of
remained
comforts,
a million yes. comforts because that was our initial target, was to get a million pads, and we've superseded that
amazing,
substantially. Huh? So, but it's still a million comforts.
It is a million comforts. So
in so many ways.
In terms of the visuals, so if you had a standard moving box, right, and you had to, a moving box holds 400 pads based on 20 centimeters long, 1 centimeter thick, and 7 centimeters wide, right, on average, that would mean 25,000 boxes would need to be distributed every year. Isn't that incredible?
And then some, yes.
Absolutely incredible. A large school hall holds about 500 boxes.
It depends on the school hall.
25. I'm just saying, these are the visuals, because we can throw numbers around, But when we visualize 100 kilometers,
it's a lot of
pads stacked on each other. That's massive. It's absolutely massive. Anyhow, I just want to say thank you very much for doing what you do. I wish you a year of success and strength and stamina.
Thank you.
Doing what you do. I know you are incredibly busy, and it makes me all the more grateful that you're able to join us in studio this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And to you, I wish you a wonderful, wonderful year. I wish you a wonderful week. Enjoy the weekend. You can see it from here. Look up, look at the horizon. There it is. And thank you so much to Craig Guthrie, and thank you once again to Dis-Chem Foundation and Dis-Chem for all that you do. God bless. From myself, Kathy Kayla, have a fantastic day. Bye.